I took Echinacea Golden Seal capsules for a cold. Twice this happened, you know, and I got real bad tachycardia that lasted for hours, you know, heartbeat of 350.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the second time that happened, I ended up in the hospital, hooked up to all the meters and everything, and I flatlined for about 5 minutes. And, you know, they finally resuscitated me. And when my heart started back up, it was...
And you took... This was due to herbs you took?
It was echinacea.
Echinacea caused it? You had a bad reaction to it?
If you have tachycardia, it'd be good to stay away from echinacea.
Yeah, you know, like they say, one man's cure is another man's poison. No, I don't think very many people have a problem with echinacea. Now, Artie loves it. She takes it regularly. I just take it once in a while. But when you take oregano oil, by the way, I don't know if I explained this. I take like half a glass of water and I put like 3 drops in, stir it up and drink it really fast, and then that settles pretty good. And that works. But I don't take it straight. But, yeah.
Sometimes there's an essential oil also, and you can just put it on your feet and get the same thing.
Oh, really? That makes sense.
Make sure it's
yeah. It has to be an essential oil. It's not for consumption, but for...
Yeah, some people do put some of their essential oils in their mouth. You have to be very careful that industry's going to go through that.
Have you studied this type of thing quite a bit? Yeah, is there anything else you really like?
There's
so many, yeah.
Different things are good for different kinds of viruses and different kinds of bacteria. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to determine whether you have a bacteria or a virus. And then you can use gold and silver or something, but if it's not for that virus, you might want to use olive leaf, garlic, colloidal silver. So it kind of sometimes depends on what you have in the bacteria, polyarchal. Is good for bacteria.
Now, Artie's used olive leaf before. You got a good result from that, didn't you?
Yeah. So it kind of depends on what you've got, as to which one's the best. So you kind of learn how to do that. Testing becomes used in that.
Yeah.
So you know which one to use.
Right. Wouldn't you say, though, the golden seal and oregano oil are probably the two, the greatest of the whole? That's what I found. But, I think a lot of them do quite a bit of good. But from my experience, those are the only two that really impress me as being really potent. Yeah.
Echinacea is like the American antibiotic.
Yeah. I don't notice a lot of results with echinacea, but Artie really loves it, you know, so.
Colloidal silver.
Yeah, colloidal silver is really good.
You know, if you put milk in a real silver pitcher, it won't bat. It doesn't spoil. Silver is a biotic bacteria killer.
Well, you know, in the old days in the Wild West, when they didn't have antibiotics or anything, when somebody got sick, they'd take a silver dollar, put it in a glass of water overnight, and then drink it, and that would be their medicine. You know. So that's interesting. Yeah.
I was going to say, you mentioned a few things already, but for flu, I use elderberry tincture when you can make it, and it knocks it out. It'll knock it out in 24 hours. I had a friend that had that got the swine flu, you know, when the big scare was going on.
Yeah.
At least that's what they told him he had. And we were having a thing where several of us were supposed to speak at a political deal. And he wasn't going to be able to make it, so I took him over some elderberry tincture that I made myself. He just put it in vodka and it worked.
So,
if nothing else, it makes you feel better. But
Elderberry? Huh, that's something I've never tried. I'll have to try that next time.
He answered the door with a mask on, you know, and he just looked like he's been run over by a truck or something, you know. Next day, he shows up at the thing. I said, "What are you doing here? You got the swine flu and infect everybody?" He goes, "No, I drank that stuff you gave me, and I went to sleep for about 4 hours, and I woke up, and I was perfectly fine."
Wow.
That's my energy was all back, and, you know.
Do you just mix it with water, or is it... make a tea, or what is it?
You make tincture.
It's real simple. You take dried elderberries, and you fill it up. You put about a pound in a mason jar or whatever, fill it up with vodka, and let it sit for 7 days. And it extracts all the juices out of it.
You just fill it up with vodka, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds interesting.
You take that about 2 or 3 times a day.
So if you are still sick, you don't care, right?
if it doesn't work, at least you'll feel better.
I know.
But no, it works, and I made up a whole bunch of it, and it's almost all gone now because my kids and everybody, they're all kind of cocking their eyebrow at me when I told them, try this, and then they take it, and the next day they're fine. They're like, wow, this stuff really works good. Give me some more of that. So I got to make up a bunch of more because I'm almost out of it.
That's interesting. That's a sound like a really good lead. I haven't heard of. Well, you had to post that on the keys for us. How you do that?
You can buy it at most of the health food stores. If they don't have it, they can usually order the elderberries for you. And also, here in Idaho and some of the surrounding states, we have a lot of elderberry plants. Like my property up in near Idaho City is just covered with them. So I picked a whole bunch of those and dried them, so I'm going to make some out of that, and I'm going to go pick a whole bunch more this year.
Hmm. Can you buy them at the co-op or something, too?
Yeah, you can probably get them at the co-op, yeah. If they don't have them in stock, they probably have some in stock. If they don't, they'll order them for you.
Okay, interesting. Okay, one more cure I might mention that is very potent is if you get a cold or flu or something like this, or anything that's wrong with you, if you can, one of the mechanisms our body uses is sweating. If we can sweat out a lot of the poisons, you'll feel a lot better. The ideal thing is if you could go to a sauna somewhere and just sweat out as much as you can. That really helps you if you have a cold, flu, or anything like that. But it's good to do as much as you can. But if you don't have a sauna available, the next best thing is hopefully you got a good-sized bathtub. You fill it up with as hot a water as you can stand, and then you get in it and try to cover your body as much as possible with as hot a water as you you can comfortably stand. And then you bring with you about a half a gallon of warm water and make sure it's good water, and add some lemon juice. And then as you start sweating, you start drinking this water. And as your water cools down, you turn on more hot water. And as soon as it cools down, you add more. And then when it warms up, you turn the hot water off. And then another 10 minutes, it'll start getting, fairly lukewarm again. Then you turn on more hot water. And you keep doing that for about 45 minutes. Now, when Artie attended one of my seminars before we got married, I told her this, and what registered in her mind, do it as hot as you can stand. Well, she sometimes takes things quite literally, so she says, okay, I'll do it as hot as... And she just about died. I mean, she heated her body up. I mean, she got super hot water, just as hot as she could possibly stand it, is the way she interpreted that. Yeah, I just about killed her before I married her there, but she barely survived that ordeal. So don't take me literally as hot as you can stand, but comfortably hot, I was working a job where I was a telephone solicitor back in the 70s one time, and I woke up with laryngitis. And I thought, boy, I really need the money, so I would really like to go to work today. And so I did this, and by the time I was done with my treatment, my voice was back, and I went and I worked for 12 hours, afterwards. So it can produce really dramatic results also. Like, say, a sauna can do a similar thing. But you can do the same thing just in your tub.
A little thing about hot water that I passed about 15 kidney stones.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty, and they hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But I found out you can sit in hot water, just like you described, and for about 15 minutes, the pain is just totally gone. I have no idea why that works, but it is a wonderful reprieve when you've spent hours in agony.
Yeah, and if you do this, don't forget to bring warm water to drink. So you drink as much as you can. That way it flushes out your system as much as possible.